Numbers, chapter 33. These were the stages in the Israelites' journey when they went out from the land of Egypt, lined up according to their military units, under the leadership of Moses and Aaron. At the command of the Lord, Moses recorded their departure locations according to the stages in their journey. These were the stages in their journey listed by their departure locations. They set out from Ramses in the first month, on the 15th day of the first month, the day after the Passover. The Israelites went out defiantly in the sight of all the Egyptians, while the Egyptians were burying all their firstborn, whom the Lord had struck down among them. The Lord also brought judgment on their gods. The Israelites set out from Ramses and camped at Succoth. They set out from Succoth and camped at Etham, which is on the edge of the wilderness. They set out from Etham and turned back to Pi-Hahiroth, which faces Baal-Zephon. They camped in front of Migdol. They set out from Pi-Hahiroth and crossed through the middle of the sea into the wilderness. They traveled for 3 days in the wilderness of Etham and camped at Marah. They set out from Marah and came to Elim. At Elim there were 12 springs of water and 70 palm trees. They camped there. They set out from Elim and camped by the Red Sea. They set out from the Red Sea and camped in the wilderness of Sin. They set out from the wilderness of Sin and camped at Dophkah. They set out from Dophkah and camped at Alush. They set out from Alush and camped at Rephidim, where there was no water for the people to drink. They set out from Rephidim and camped in the wilderness of Sinai. They set out from the wilderness of Sinai and camped at Kibroth Hataavah. They set out from Kibroth Hataavah and camped at Hazeroth. They set out from Hazeroth and camped at Rithma. They set out from Rithma and camped at Rimmon Perez. They set out from Rimmon Perez and camped at Libna. They set out from Libna and camped at Risa. They set out from Risa and camped at Ketalatha. They set out from Ketalatha and camped at Mount Shefer. They set out from Mount Shefer and camped at Haradah. They set out from Haradah and camped at Makiloth. They set out from Makiloth and camped at Tahath. They set out from Tahath and camped at Tera. They set out from Tera and camped at Mithka. They set out from Mithka and camped at Hashmona. They set out from Hashmona and camped at Mazaroth. They set out from Mazaroth and camped at Bnei Je'akan. They set out from Bnei Je'akan and camped at Hor Hagigad. They set out from Hor Hagigad and camped at Jotbatha. They set out from Jotbatha and camped at Abrona. They set out from Abrona and camped at Ezion Geber. They set out from Ezion Geber and camped in the wilderness of Zin, that is, at Kadesh. They set out from Kadesh and camped at Mount Hor on the edge of the land of Edom. Aaron the priest went up onto Mount Hor at the Lord's command and died there in the 40th year after the Israelites had come out of the land of Egypt, in the 5th month on the 1st day of the month. Aaron was 123 years old when he died on Mount Hor. The Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the Negev in the land of Canaan, heard that the Israelites were coming. They set out from Mount Hor and camped at Zalmona. They set out from Zalmona and camped at Punan. They set out from Punan and camped at Oboth. They set out from Oboth and camped at Aye Abarim, on the border of Moab. They set out from Aim and camped at Dibon Gad. They set out from Dibon Gad and camped at Almon Diblathaim. They set out from Almon Diblathaim and camped by the mountains of the Abirim range near Nebo. They set out from the mountains of Abirim and camped on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. They camped by the Jordan from Beth Jeshimoth to Abel Shittim on the plains of Moab. On the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho, the Lord spoke to Moses. Speak to the Israelites and tell them, when you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, You shall drive out all the inhabitants of the land before you, destroy all their carved images and all their cast idols, and destroy all their high places. You shall take possession of the land and settle in it, because I have given the land to you to possess it. You shall distribute the land as a possession by lot according to your clans. For a larger clan you shall increase its inheritance. For a smaller clan you shall decrease its inheritance. Wherever the lot falls for that clan, that will be its portion. You will distribute the land as a possession according to the tribes of your fathers. But if you do not drive out the inhabitants of the land before you, then those that you allow to remain will become barbs in your eyes and thorns in your sides. They will cause trouble for you in the land where you will settle. Then I will do to you what I planned to do to them. Chapter 34. The Lord said to Moses to deliver these commands to the Israelites. When you come to the land of Canaan, this is the land that will fall to you as an inheritance, the land of Canaan as defined by its boundaries, your southern border will extend from the wilderness of Zin along the border of Edom. Your southern border on the east will start from the south end of the Dead Sea. Your border will turn south of the ascent of Akrabim, pass through to Zin, and it will end south of Kadesh Barnea. Then it will go out to Hazar Ada and pass through to Asmon. The border will turn from Asmon to the stream of Egypt, and it will end at the Mediterranean Sea. For the western border, you will have the Mediterranean Sea as your border. This will be your western border. This will be your northern border. From the Mediterranean Sea, you will draw a line for yourselves to Mount Hor. From Mount Hor, you will draw a line to Lebo Hamath. The end of the border will be Zedad. Then the border will go to Ziphron, and it will end at Hazar Enan. This will be your northern border. You will draw a line to serve as your eastern border from Hazar Enan to Shepham. The border will go down from Shepham to Riblah on the east side of Ain. The border will go down and meet the eastern slope of the Sea of Galilee. The border will go down to the Jordan and end at the Dead Sea. This will be your land according to its boundaries on all sides. Moses commanded the Israelites, "This is the land which you will assign as a possession by lot, which the Lord has commanded you to give to the 9.5 tribes. The tribe of Reuben's descendants according to their father's houses, and the tribe of Gad's descendants according to their father's houses, have already received their possession. Also, half of the tribe of Manasseh has received its possession. The 2.5 tribes have received their possession east of the Jordan across from Jericho toward the sunrise." The Lord spoke to Moses, "These are the names of the men who will assign the land as a possession for you: Eleazar the priest and Joshua son of Nun. You will take one tribal chief from every tribe to assign the land as a possession. These are the names of the men: Caleb son of Jephunneh from the tribe of Judah, Shemuel, son of Ammihud, from the tribe of Simeon's descendants, Eliadad, son of Kislon, from the tribe of Benjamin, Buki, son of Jogli, the tribal chief from the tribe of Dan's descendants, from the sons of Joseph, Haniel, son of Ephod, the tribal chief from the tribe of Manasseh's descendants, Kemuel, son of Shiftan, a tribal chief from the tribe of Ephraim's descendants, Elizaphan, son of Parnak, the tribal chief from the tribe of Zebulun's descendants, Paltiel, son of Azan, a tribal chief from the tribe of Issachar's descendants, Ahihud, son of Shalomi, a tribal chief from the tribe of Asher's descendants, Padahel, son of Ammihud, a tribal chief from the tribe of Naphtali's descendants. These were the men whom the Lord commanded to assign the areas of possession for the Israelites in the land of Canaan. Chapter 35. The Lord spoke to Moses on the plains of Moab by the Jordan across from Jericho. "Command the people of Israel to give the Levites cities to live in from the territory assigned to them as their possession. They will also give the Levites the pasture lands around those cities. The Levites will then have cities to live in. Their pasture lands will be for their cattle, their flocks and herds, and all their other animals. The pasture lands of the cities which you will give to the Levites will extend out from the wall of the city 500 yards in all directions. As the eastern boundary, you will measure 1,000 yards in addition to the size of the city. 1,000 yards as the southern boundary, 1,000 yards as the western boundary, and 1,000 yards as the northern boundary. The city is in the middle. This area will serve as the pasture lands of their cities. The cities which you will give to the Levites will include 6 cities of refuge, which you will provide so that a person who has killed someone may flee there. In addition to these 6 cities, you will give them 42 other cities. All the cities which you are to give to the Levites will total 48 cities along with their pasture lands. For the cities which you will transfer to the Levites from the property of the Israelites, you will take more cities from a larger tribe and fewer from a smaller tribe. Every tribe will give some of its cities to the Levites in proportion to the amount of assigned territory it has received. The Lord told Moses to speak to the Israelites and tell them this: When you cross the Jordan into the land of Canaan, you are to designate some cities to be cities of refuge for yourselves, so that a person who has killed someone by taking someone's life unintentionally may flee there. The cities will serve as a refuge for you from the avenger, so that a person who has killed someone will not die until he stands trial before the community. The cities which you will set aside will serve as the 6 cities of refuge for you. You are to set aside 3 cities east of the Jordan and 3 cities in the land of Canaan. They will serve as cities of refuge. These 6 cities will serve as a refuge for Israelites, for resident aliens, and for temporary residents living among them, so that everyone who has taken someone's life unintentionally may flee there. But if a person strikes someone with an iron object so that he dies, that person is a murderer. The murderer must certainly be put to death. If a person strikes someone with a stone in his hand that could kill someone, and the victim dies, that person is a murderer. The murderer must certainly be put to death. Or if a person strikes someone with a wooden object in his hand that could kill someone, and the victim dies, that person is a murderer. The murderer must certainly be put to death. The avenger of blood himself will put the murderer to death. When he apprehends him, he is to put him to death. If a person pushes someone out of hatred, or throws something at him with malicious intent so that he dies, or in hostility strikes him with his hand so that he dies, that person who struck him must certainly be put to death. He is a murderer. The avenger of blood is to put the murderer to death when he apprehends him. But if a person pushes someone suddenly without hostility, or throws any object at him without malicious intent, or if without looking he drops a stone on someone big enough to kill him, and that person dies, since that person was not his enemy, and he did not seek to harm him, the community will judge between the killer and the avenger of blood according to these ordinances. The community will deliver the person who has killed someone from the hand of the avenger of blood. Then the community will take him back to his city of refuge to which he had fled. He must live there until the death of the high priest, who was anointed with the holy oil. But if the person who has killed someone ever goes outside of the border of the city of refuge to which he has fled, and the avenger of blood finds him outside of the border of his city of refuge, and the avenger of blood kills the person who has killed someone, the avenger will not be guilty of bloodshed, because the person who has killed someone should have stayed in his city of refuge until the death of the high priest. But after the death of the high priest, he may return to the land that is his possession. These things will be a legal statute for you throughout your generations, wherever you live. Everyone who has taken someone's life is to be put to death as a murderer on the testimony of witnesses, but no one is to die on the testimony of only one witness. You are not to accept a ransom for the life of a murderer who is guilty of death, because he must certainly be put to death. You are not to accept a ransom for the one who has fled to a city of refuge in order to allow him to return to live in his land before the death of the priest. So you are not to pollute the land where you are, because bloodshed pollutes the land. No atonement can be made for the land where blood has been shed, except by the blood of the one who shed it. You are not to defile the land in which you are living, where I am dwelling in its midst, for I, the Lord, am dwelling in the midst of the people of Israel.
you've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.